Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, time travelers. I hope you guys are having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. Y'all, I got something to tell you because let me tell you how good God is. And please forgive my voice. It has been such a long week. All I got to say is God is good, and I'm still in this state of shock. So as I'm sharing this story with you guys, bear with me because it's a lot to process. So we might even process it a little bit together. But let's just jump into this whole thing. I experienced a real life miracle the other day, and it just kind of came out of nowhere. Every day I try to give God a little bit of my time. You know, I try to give him much time as I can, as much as I have the mind and the train of thought to. So in the mornings I wake up, I say my prayers, you know, I read a little bit of the word, and I go on about my day. But before I go on about my day, I always plead the blood of Jesus Christ from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, especially if I'm getting in the car. So I just want to say, I know by God's grace and his mercy, it was his blood that protected me in this situation and this circumstance. So again, let's jump into this whole thing. The day was easy. Started off, picked up my niece from school. Everything was fine. We got some food, took her back home. And then I got back in the car to go take my nephew to go pick up my nephew from school. Now, mind you, I have a car. I've had this car since I was like 16. I've had problems with this car, but never like this. Randomly, out of nowhere, this has never happened in this car before. My car started to just say it was overheating. I'm like, ew, I don't understand why it's overheating. It's really cold outside. I know the sun is out, but like, it's cold. It's chilly, it's like 50 degrees. Why is the car overheating? My air conditioning and all that wasn't even on. It was just overheating. So I pulled over and, you know, I'm like, okay, let me pray. And then I went on about my day and I continued to go get my nephew. So finally I pick up my nephew and I get him. Everything is fine. We're driving. And then all of a sudden the car starts to literally break down. The overheating sign is coming back again, and now I'm freaking out because my nephew's in the car. At first it was like whatever, but you know, when you got a little kid in the car, when you're in charge of somebody, it's different, you know. So now I'm like, okay, now this is a problem, because if something happens to my nephew, I'm gonna be upset. So I pull over again, and you know, we got the car, I turn the car off, I let it sit for a little bit, I turn it back on. And it sounds like my engine is just like on overdrive. And my nephew's like, it sounds like it's about to blow up. So at this point, I'm like, okay, I need to call my parents. Call my dad, ask him like, what should we do? What do I do? Do I need to get the car towed? And my dad's like, where's the nearest auto shop? So there was one about 13 minutes away. So we try to get back on the road to start driving. And the car literally stops. Like, it stops in the middle of the road. So now I'm freaking out because my nephew's in the car. The car is shaking. I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation. Should we just run out the car and abandon it? Is the car about to explode? What do we do? So I'm praying, Spirit of the Lord, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. I will strengthen thee, yet I will help thee, yet I will uphold thee with thy right hand of righteousness. So that scripture is in my mind. So I have a little bit of peace and I'm like, okay, we can go. We can keep going. So I turn off the car. We turn the car back on and it has just enough juice. Like, mind you, my car is full tank. There's water. There's coolant in the car. It's fine. But I just got an oil change, like, literally a couple weeks ago. So everything is good on, like, the engine and everything. When I say juice, I mean, like, it just had just enough juice, just enough power to keep going. So now the car is moving at about 10 miles per hour. I can't go above that because the car won't let me. So it's not really accelerating at this point. So we're driving slower. The car breaks down again. This time, I'm in a different location, so like I can pull over and it's easy letting people get by. I got my little emergency lights on, so people know something's going on. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know, should we keep going, should we not? My nephew's like, let's just pull over and get out and go. And I'm like, well, yeah, easier said than done. So I pray again, and then we get rolling again. So now we're moving about 20 miles per hour. So now we're about, I think, 4 minutes. We're literally on the road where the auto shop is. So the car breaks down one more time, and at this time I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give up. This is it. The car can't make it up the hill. It is what it is. This car has come to the end of its road. So I turn the car off one more time. Take a deep breath. Me and my nephew are chilling. My nephew's nervous because he doesn't know what's going on. I turn the car on again. The car is able to make it up the hill. And luckily, where the auto shop is, and where the hill is, it was kind of connected. So like I just kind of drove around the back and I got to the back of the auto shop. I pulled the car in. I let them know what's going on. They're checking everything. They're like, everything seems to be fine. So we don't know why it's overheating. This makes no sense. So I'm like, yeah, well, the car is undrivable now. I can't even make it home. So I have to leave it here. So they're like, okay, well, we'll work on it overnight and we'll, you know, get you a diagnostics and all that tomorrow. So boom, I leave the car. They give us an Uber home. Me and my nephew go back home. We're chilling. It's about 30, 40 minutes past the fact. And I get a call from the auto shop and they tell me that the car caught on fire and exploded inside the auto shop. Let me tell you how good God is, because that could have happened at any moment as we were driving. At any time, the car could have just boom, at any time. But God seemed fit to get us to safety, that we could get it somewhere safe, get us to safety, and then let it happen. Now, I know the enemy was at play in this. Me and my nephew were even joking a little bit. You know, when you're in a situation, sometimes you joke nervously, not being serious. But we're like, this must be the work of the enemy. Like the devil's just out here being messy, trying to, you know, mess with somebody. And it just happened to be me and my nephew that day. But realistically, looking at it from the other perspective, it was just like, it was just God's grace, because he helped us get from one point to another. Granted, it was 13 minutes, but that 13 minutes, that's every single moment, every single minute of that 13 minutes was a miracle. Because again, the car blew up. And I'm like, not like, y'all, when I tell you the car blew up, I had to go back to the auto shop to like see what happened, because they had to do the whole reports and all that. The car, the front of the car was completely melted. Engine blown up, the tires in the front completely melted. I mean, the car, like, devastation. Like, it was just a mess. So I get to the shop. I'm looking at the car. I'm just in a state of shock. I've had this car since I was 16. I'm 25 now. So it's been with me through a lot. Like, I've taken this car on trips to California, cross country. I've just done a lot with this car. Like, this car is, it's my baby. Like, I've cried in this car, partied in this car, had road trips in this car. I've had a good time in this car, and I'm so grateful. And shout out to my girl Bambi, that's the name of my car. Shout out to the Bambi. She saved, I'm not gonna say she saved us, but she definitely played a part, because she wasn't gonna let us go down like that. She wasn't gonna let us go down. Every time we turned the car off and turned it back on, she gave us just enough juice to keep going. Let me tell you about God's grace, because that is the grace of God. Because at any moment, again, the car could have blown up. We could have been hurt. At any moment, the car could have just completely stopped and we would have been stranded in the middle of the road. At any moment, all these things could have happened. But because of God's grace and his mercy and his blood, he seemed fit for us to make it to safety, for the car to make it to its destination. Oh, God is good. God is good. He protected me and my nephew the other day, and I'm just grateful, because, you know, we wouldn't be here. Like, when I tell you that car was messed up, the front of the car messed up, the steering wheel is melted, the console, everything is just devastation. Like, it was so bad. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, wow, God, wow. You know, obviously there are those thoughts that, what if this happened? This could have happened, you know, all of that. But I'm just grateful how it played out. And I'm grateful for the guidance of the Lord. I'm grateful for his mercy, grateful for his grace, thankful for how he seen and allowed the situation to play out. Because we could have been having a whole different conversation right now. And yet I'm alive, I'm safe, I'm protected. Though I lost my car, you know, I'm grateful that my nephew is safe. And I'm a little grateful to be alive, you know. I'm a little grateful to be alive. I'm cool with that. God is good. At the end of the day, I am very much happy that things worked out the way they worked out, especially for my nephew, because I love that kid, and I don't want anything ever to happen to him. So God is really good. I'm grateful, and I just want to share that with you guys, because sometimes, like, we take life for granted, you know? Like, I'm not saying you do, but there are the little miracles, and then there are the big miracles. A little miracle for me is seeing the sunshine. A little miracle for me is seeing a butterfly. Like, those are the little miracles. Then you have the big miracles, like God literally protecting your life, saving your life. making sure that you're safe and protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. Those are the big miracles. So this is just kind of like a message to say, when God's miracles show up, be grateful for them, whether big or small, because at the end of the day, they are miracles, and God seemed fit for that miracle to find you, to give God the glory for it, because you never know what could have happened, but the fact that he allows something else to happen. Imagine seeing a butterfly. That's a blessing. Imagine seeing a dragon and it's trying to eat you up. God forbid. We rebuke that. But I'm just saying, like, that was a little extreme, but I'm just saying, like, you never know what could happen in the place of something good. And in this case, you know, there's always that perspective of looking at it from a negative thing. I lost the car. This happened. That happened. Boo hoo hoo. But really, in all honesty, I'm grateful for the fact that we're safe, because our lives are more precious than a car, you know? But yeah, that's the end of this podcast. I just wanted to share that with you guys. Because, it has been a week. It's been a week. I've never seen nothing like this in my life. Like, wow. I might even post some pictures. Or maybe what I'll do is I'll make the little, like, picture. I don't know where you guys are listening from. If you're listening from Spotify, you'll be able to see it. Like, I'll make the cover art of this podcast, the picture of the car, so you can see. If you're listening from Anchor or Spotify for podcasters, you'll be able to see it from there. If you're listening from Apple, I don't know what to tell you. But anyways, I will make it the cover so you guys can see what happened to the car, because Lord have mercy. When I tell you a miracle, this is a miracle. Anyways, again, it's the end of this podcast. I love you guys. God loves you. Stay up. Look for the miracles of the Lord, because they're happening every single day and every single moment. And if you be still, you'll catch them. You'll catch them. Whether it's a simple deep breath that brings peace to your body, to your soul. Whether it's the sun shining or God protecting you from something, whatever it is, the miracles are there. And as long as we are conscious and aware of those miracles, got to keep them coming. Miracles shall follow miracles. Wonders won't ever cease. I like to say that. Miracles shall follow miracles. God bless you guys.